Que me des tu corazón, que lo como chile, sal y limón.
Cecilia Cassandra Peña Gobea is la doña.
Nada me pertenece, mi amor, nada me pertenece.
La doña's mix of Latin rhythms and San Francisco hip-hop is a tribute to the community she grew up in. She shares this with the world in a new EP called Algo Nuevo, or Something New. La doña, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Lulu.
It's great to have you. You come from a musical family, and I understand that early on you would tour with them playing the trumpet. Did those moments shape you as a musician?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole experience was really just my introduction to music. And so being a working musician at the age of 7 is a pretty intense role, especially when you're doing it with your family. I learned to be a responsible, working professional at such a young age.
Yeah, at 7, if you had to show up on time and perform, I mean, I imagine that gave you a work ethic.
It certainly did.
How has that sort of influenced your music, you know, the Latino community in which you grew up and the music that you listened to when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, it's been super impactful and it's been a huge influence because while I do play a lot of different types of Mexican music, I also have studied and performed across genres. So growing up, my father played in a salsa band. He had a salsa band called Los Compas, and it boasted members from Nicaragua, from Puerto Rico, from Mexico, people from all different types of backgrounds.
You on the trumpet, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, and that overwhelming mezcla, or just such a richness of influences, shaped me and definitely shaped my musical practice. And you can see that especially through the music I do as La Doña. I mean, it's based in reggaeton, which is using beats coming from Jamaica and the dance hall.
But you call it
femeton.
Define femeton for us.
It's reggaeton, but kind of recentering around a feminist perspective and a feminist experience. And I think that this is important because reggaeton and a lot of popular music that we see, you know, across genres, are really centered along a male perspective. And this tends to kind of deliver a lot of misogynistic and chauvinistic and unhealthy messages to quite a young and huge audience.
Yeah, your songs flip the script on traditional gender roles. Let's take, for example, the song Algo Nuevo. Vete papi, ya no te quiero. Tell us about those lyrics.
This song is like definitely how I came out to my family and everyone. I was like, oh, come to my single release. We're doing a music video, and everyone showed up ready to party. And then it was definitely about me being like bi and about wanting to leave my boyfriend and like find a female partner. And everyone's like, woo, cool, that was so great. So I was happy about the reception of that. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely talking about being stuck in a conventional monogamous straight relationship and feeling like, nah, this ain't for me, this is not it anymore, like I need to find something else.
That's bold. You came out just like, come see my music video, and then you're like, this is your coming out party. That's
yeah,
that's amazing. Obviously, as you've mentioned, San Francisco, where you're from, is a really big part of your music, and it grounds it. Let's take a listen to Cuando Se Van. So this is saying, I dream of earthquakes, the city is for us, I dream of shaking, and they leave. Who's this for?
I mean, these lyrics are based in conversations that I've had with a lot of other Frisco natives about, like, when is this tech bubble or when is this industry going to leave us? You know, like, we're holding on, we're trying to do our community work and raise our kids out here, but it's near impossible. And we always ask, like, when is it going to end? What does it look like?
Another song that gets into some of these issues is Quien Me La Paga, and it's about housing. Literally, who's going to pay the rent?
You know, that is a huge issue for us here. Cost of living and overall housing prices. You know, if you don't have a job out here within the tech industry, it's like almost impossible to not work three jobs and not be receiving assistance or help from somebody to pay all of these gastos. So yeah, I mean, it's a question every month. How are we going to pay the rent?
You were set to play South by Southwest, right? And it's been canceled, of course, due to concerns over the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it has been a really big blow to musicians at this moment to see, you know, all these cancellations, which are done for real and important reasons, but it obviously affects people's careers. What are your thoughts?
I vacillate between being like, see, that's why we need music, and also being like, oh my God, this is like the worst time to be an artist. Mm. And yeah, it's been really disappointing for me. I feel like South By was going to be a really good opportunity for me to just share and just get to work. My favorite part about being a musical artist is just playing and being on stage and offering my gifts to people. I mean, it's affecting all industries, you know, across the board, but especially entertainment, especially music. I feel really worried about all of my comadres and all of my homies that all their gigs are getting canceled and all the shows are getting shut down. And I think that the concerns are completely valid. It's just like, how are we going to shut down everything and how are we going to bounce back from this? But just as after any type of huge economic blow, you see a huge upsurge of the arts. And so I anticipate that and I look forward to being a part of it.
That's La Doña. Her new EP is Algo Nuevo and it is out now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.